Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
35640.
I do thank you for that. You said 35640?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I please have the first and last name?
Gina Sandlin.
I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
383 Hance Road, Hartsville, Alabama, 35640.
I do thank you for that. Okay, and I did locate an account for the Meal Plan app. It's an app that you download that provides you with different recipe ideas if you're trying to lead a more healthier lifestyle. However, I do show that you did take a survey to win a mixer. How may I assist you?
Okay, y'all charged me on my credit card to do that. Y'all charged me $59.89. What was that for? Because I didn't order anything.
Yes, ma'am. Well, did you recall taking the survey?
I do not recall that. The only thing it said about a mixer was on Facebook, a chance to win a mixer,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't agree to pay anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. This is the stipulations of it, because we tell you that there's no purchase necessary, and we also tell you that by submitting your credit or debit card payment does not increase your chances of winning. Now, being that you have already paid for it, if this is something that you would like to continue with, we can definitely, it looks as though the charge was declined. The $59.87 was declined.
Well, it was supposed to be declined. But it's on my credit card bill. I just got my credit card bill out of the mailbox going over it. And it says, and it has your number.
What date?
4-6, April.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. 6. Well, being that you're contacting us a month later, what we can do is we can cancel out the account and you will not be billed anything further.
What did y'all charge me for?
You were charged for the Meal Plan app. That's what you were billed for.
A meal plan.
Yes. You provided with recipes so you would be able to cook different things.
I didn't know anything about that. Where was I supposed to get that?
That information was provided to you on the website.
See, I don't even get on the website.
Yes, ma'am. When you took that survey, so your account is canceled and you're not going to be billed anything further.
Can I not get a refund because I didn't do anything with this. I didn't know about it.
Okay, yes. Let me see if we can process a refund, but it wouldn't be a full refund because you had access to the app for over 30 days.
What app is it?
The app that you had the opportunity to download to receive those meal plans.
I didn't understand that I would be charged for that. could you see if I could get my full refund because I did not understand
yes, ma'am.
That I was being charged. Please see
it,
if
it
you
would
can do
be
it.
A 25% refund that you would be processed.
How do you advertise this?
On the website.
Under what?
Well, when you took the survey, because it's through different search engines, so you have the opportunity to take the survey. It could have been sent to you via email. You could have been online, search on social media. So I don't know where you would have saw the app, but within the terms and conditions, this is the stipulations of it.
So I don't need to be taking any surveys. okay, see if I
well,
can get
my supervisor did say that we can process a courtesy 50% refund back on that charge, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'm a senior citizen, and could I not get my full refund?
Because you're a senior citizen?
Because I didn't understand all that. I was being charged to do a survey.
In order for us to charge you, you have to check the box stating that you fully read and understood those terms. So if you're now saying that you didn't fully understand that after you were billed, then I do apologize. Now,
what was it, something about a mixer?
Yes, ma'am. It was a survey for the mixer.
Oh,
now,
wow,
as I mentioned, if this is something you want to continue with, we can definitely get it to you for $20 a month.
No, I don't want to continue it because I don't get on. I just have a phone. I don't have a computer. And evidently, this had to have been done on the phone. But the mixer was supposed to be getting a free mixer for so-and-so amount. And I didn't know I was going to be charged $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. Well, she said the most that we can do is provide you, I can give you her manager's discount, which is 75%. So we can process a 75% refund to that.
You can't do a whole refund? 100% refund?
No, ma'am. We wouldn't be able to issue you a full refund. As I mentioned, you had access to the app. Now, I did send her a message.
See, I don't even get on apps. I read my email, and I do Facebook. And on Facebook, it was...
Okay, she said we can process the refund. But it would be a $5 non-refundable setup fee. So you receive a refund of $54.89.
Okay. When will I get that?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And it'll be a check or what?
It's
going
to go back to the card that was billed within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. 3 to 5 days. Okay, I'm writing this down. Okay. All right, I guess I just don't need to be, when they say something free, I don't need to be getting on it. Okay, well, I appreciate your help, and you're going to credit my credit card. What credit card number are y'all using? Because
the number that was placed in is a MasterCard ending in 7069.
Okay, see, I canceled that credit card.
Did you, when you canceled the card, did you file a dispute in reference to the charge? Or? Ma'am?
Yes, I'm listening. I don't understand.
Did you file a dispute when you said that you canceled your card? Did you file a dispute?
No, I just told them that that I had got something on that side, and that I didn't want to do that because I didn't understand it. And they said, well, we need to change your credit card. And I said, well, did it go through yet? And they said no. And then now I get the bill, so it had to have gone through.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I did process the refund for the $54.89, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, let me look at this credit card number that I've got that came. Hold on, I apologize. I had to get my purse. Okay, you said the credit card number y'all have is what number?
7069.
Okay, this credit card, that was supposed to have been canceled, but my credit card number is 491.
Well, that's the card that we have in the system, so it's going to go back to that card. Even if the card is canceled, your financial institution can see that you have a pending refund and apply it to the new card.
Okay, but you said that goes to 7069, that card number you got. What's card number again? Do you have?
7069.
Okay. Okay, thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you for contacting customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.